We are Brightside, home of the
And so I just crop my face on silly things sometimes when I'm in like Discord calls or hanging out with my friends. I'm like the in gaming and all that.
Yeah. Look at you.
Yeah.
Now, can you just switch to the camera if you want?
Yeah. So if I hit, oh, how do I get my camera back on now?
I want to see that setup. I want to see that your device is not connected now. So now you're out. Learning on the fly. There you are. I gotta add you to the stream again because you disconnected yourself. You weren't connected to the stream.
Oh, geez, my bad.
No, that's okay. That's pretty funny. Yeah. That's cool. So you said there's the curtains.
Yep. Yeah, I set up my green screen.
Yeah. So, do you have a green screen?
It's just a bunch of green cloth. I just have it as a backdrop.
Oh yeah. I actually have a green screen. If you want it.
Oh, cool.
I have a green screen that I tried a little while ago, and it I liked it, but then when I went to publish it, it's fun to play with, but then I went to publish it and the video was like, it wasn't as good. It like degrades the actual video because it takes so much.
Really?
Yeah. So I just ended up going with this. It was pretty cool. I was on with one of my listeners and I did the whole thing on green screen, but I gave it the same background that I have here. So I took a picture of this and made it look like, so he thought that was the background. And then at the end, I was like, watch this. And I changed it. I went into my theater. I did all this different stuff and I thought it was pretty cool, but then I went to play it back and the video quality of everything of my view was just, it was not really pixelated, but it wasn't as crisp. It looked like it was, instead of being like, say, 720, it looked like it was like, you know, 480. Not as good.
Wow.
Not as good. So, but yeah, look at you messing around. You got your curtains up. So
I got the curtains up and then watch this. Oh, if it'll work.
Maybe too far. Focus. Oh, yeah. And it automatically follows you. Yeah.
Like some silly head tracking thing that came with the camera.
Yeah. Yeah. Jeez. So you got, I have a camera like that as well.
Oh, yeah.
It's off in the closet. All right. We've been recording for a little bit, but I got to go with my open. Is that my son-in-law? My new son-in-law over there?
My new papa?
Well, there we go. Yeah, for everybody that doesn't know, we're sitting here chatting away. But yeah, this is my new son-in-law, Greg. He's waving. It's audio only, buddy.
Oh, hi.
Yeah. But yeah, it's usually I don't introduce people. I let them just figure it out. But I had to go with that. Is that my new son-in-law there? That's a funny story because that was completely organic. Was it the day before you got married?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, you were, yes. Oh, yeah. Because Meg was getting, was that the date? No, that was the day before. That was the day before because we were heading down there and we were packing up. That's right. And you were on speakerphone and Meg was getting ready and stuff. And I could hear your voice. I yelled from the other room and then you were like, is that my new papa? I was like, oh geez, here we go. So that was fun. But this, Greg, this is a long time coming. Cause you were what, freshman year?
Yes.
You guys, I had mentioned to you guys started dating just before Christmas, right? Freshman
yes,
year. Or you were just friends.
Best friends. Yes, sir.
friends. Yes, sir. And you know what's so funny? I was going to tell you, you just said it here again, and I was going to mention this, but you said you call me sir all the time.
Yes.
And then when we were out to dinner the other night with your parents, you called your dad sir too. Is that
yes.
just a reaction for you?
Oh, it's automatic. I have people yell at me all the time at work and everything. Like, just call me Bill. Call me Bill. I'm like, it's hardwired
yes, sir.
To my brain. I don't know if it's because I went to church every Sunday or what's going on, but it's just, I can't stop it.
Yeah. No, and it was funny when I heard you saying it to your dad. I was just like, that's just him. I'm like, all right. All right. You know, it's not like, I mean, like, you don't have to call me sir, but it's just, that's, you know, that's just what you do. So, okay. But yeah, so when I first met you, I remember Meg telling me all about you and that you were into home theater. I don't know if she said into home theater, but she's like, she kept saying all the things you're into. And it was like, yeah, just like me. Just like me. And I'm like, yeah, all right. Yeah. Hey, Freud.
Yeah.
hello. And then, but you were building, let's get into that. The, what did you call it? It was for your dorm room, but you were trying it for a project as well, right?
Certainly. Yeah. It was, so I nicknamed it Towertainment. And the whole thing was, I was living in a dorm room and it was like concrete walls. You know, it was pretty much like prison, except you had to do work too. And the whole thing was like, you want to make friends, you want to get people interested in you and what's going on. And my roommate was really big into tech, and I liked tech a lot, but I wasn't really big into it. And I eventually bought these speakers from FYE, and it had like the one of those silly the Soundwave meter things built into it with LEDs going up and down it.
Oh, okay.
And then I lifted my bed up and put a futon underneath. And I'd like watch movies on my laptop with the two big speakers next to me. And then eventually it was like my roommate wanted to watch TV too. And, you know, as much as I love to snuggle up next to my buddy John up on my futon, I think it was time for something different. So I did the
same thing with my buddy Christian. I had a theater in my bedroom, and it was, you know, Uncle Mikey's house, that room downstairs, that little room that had a king size bed in it, king size water bed. Wow. And I'd be like, Christian, let's go watch a movie in my theater. And the two of us would, same thing, just sit in the middle of the big waterbed. But yeah, so hey, it's all good. Don't worry about it. But yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, so he pinned a bed sheet in between his closet doors, like, because he had like wardrobes given to you by the school. So he pinned a bed sheet in there, and I grabbed a projector from Brookstone, because there was one at the mall there, and hooked up the speakers to that. And I think we had his old Xbox, and we plugged his old Xbox in, and I had like one of those things you get at Target. It's called like a cube organizer. Mm-hmm. It was like three cubes high. We put the projector on a tripod there, the two speakers next to it. And we just watch movies all the time, play games, watch TV. And people were like, what do they got going on in there? They got like a full on movie theater. And of course, you know, it's nothing too fancy, but for the time it was pretty cool.
For college. Yeah,
absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's funny. And then so it turned into a class project, too, right? You ended up.
Yeah. Since I was a business major, and I was in this one class, and it was pretty much like an intro to business 101 style. And they were like, it'd be pretty fun if we did a Shark Tank. So the teachers all got together and pinned all the classes against each other in the Shark Tank style, like present your product. And I was placed in a group with this kid named Jake. And he was in the military. His dad like makes jewelry for like celebrities or something. So he was all like, you know, we got to think of something. He already had the whole, he didn't even need to take the class. I mean, the guy was a genius. And he was like, I just need an idea. And I was like, oh, well, how about the movie theater I have in my, or movie theater in quotes.
Yeah.
I have in my dormitory, and we'll call it something like snazzy, and we'll make it like all in one. And he was like, you know, that could work. That could work. So we came up with the name Towertainment. And the whole idea was like to put it on wheels, plug one plug into a wall, and then have somewhat of a home theater experience from a single little tower you can roll around or store away. And that was the original idea.
Nice. And you actually implemented it for quite a while, didn't you?
I saw
one iteration of it where it was, you know, you had the tower, you had all the pieces on it. And then I think you were at one point, you were trying to like figure out how to mass produce it and stuff.
Yes. Yeah. I definitely really looked into it of an actual business opportunity, but I never chased it maybe as far as I should have, but it seemed like projector technology at that time, my freshman year, wasn't really up to par. And it's funny now, cause I'll open up a TikTok or whatever, and there's so many advertisements now for, they call them like Pico projectors.
Mm.
And like they used to be so expensive, and now you can get them for like $50. So oh, really? In reality, I probably could have chased down the rabbit hole, done more research and released a product, GoFundMe, whatever, but never really panned out.
That's okay. Yeah. Lesson learned. That's, you have fun with it though.
Exactly. For the DIYer, it was a lot of fun to do, especially when you're young and it wasn't expensive. And
And it gave you something to do, and it gave you something to watch and have in your room, in your dorm room.
Absolutely.
So, and it's like, I set Meg up. We gave her the surround sound and stuff. So she had that experience going on in her room with the surround bar, the play bar. And then she had the surround speakers and the subwoofer.
Yes. I'm not sure if I ever told you this. I thought Meg was mean when I first met her because we watched a movie up in her room.
Did tell me this.
Yeah. And for the listeners, I guess.
Yeah.
The subwoofer, you know, it was a very nice sub. But apparently the neighbor next door was complaining about it, but I didn't know. And Meg didn't want to blame her because she's such a good human being. She was like, oh, no, we have to turn the sub down. I'm like, why? We're watching like Wonder Woman 1984. Like, we got to turn it up here. But, you know, we got to get the full experience. And she was like, no, we can't. But she didn't want to throw that girl under the bus. And I felt bad. I was like, that girl is so mean. Like, why would she have it up?
Yeah. Well, you know, Meg, that's her. She needs to be. If there's a rule, she's like, you got to do that. And it was already, when I put the thing in, it was, you know, she knew the quiet hours. She knew all of that. So she, you know, hey. But yeah, you did tell me that story. Like, you thought she was me.
Yes.
Who is this person? That's so funny. Yes. So growing up, though, was that like your first experience with home theater and stuff like that in college, or did you have any inkling of it when you were growing up and everything?
So I think it started with me. I was very fortunate in the pickup truck when I first got a car was a higher tier model, and it had the subwoofer underneath the passenger seat and a pretty decent sound system. And so I was always wondering like why that was so beneficial, and that kind of led me down the rabbit hole, because I'm like, what is a subwoofer? Everyone talks about them. Like they, in Woonsocket Middle School where I grew up, the teacher would always complain about the subwoofer cars driving by, and I was like, what the heck is a subwoofer car? So I looked it up, and I, you know, figured out that that's the low frequencies it can hit, and
yeah,
that's what makes the rumble. And when you're at a concert, that's what makes you feel like you're having a heart attack the whole time. But yeah, that was it for that, and then.
No, I was just going to say, so that it's funny how you start in. We kind of all did. I did the same. I mean, I didn't start that way, but it started in a car, and we start, you know, your first foray into freedom. Right.
Certainly.
And something that you can. It's like, one, it can take you places. That's the freedom. But then for guys like us that like to tinker and mess with stuff, you start looking. Hey, what's the thing under the seat there? Or how do I make this sound better? Like my first car had an AM radio. That's what it came with, a Chevy Chevette.
Cool.
So I had, no, not cool. No, I had to put in the stereo system, right? And then that's what gets you into that whole tinkering thing. Like, but that's funny. Even before you had a car, you wanted to know what a subwoofer was because people were irritated by the cars with subwoofers in
them. Yes.
But it's funny how it all comes back to, and it led you to this, to the home theater. That's pretty funny.
Absolutely. Then I had a Ford Fusion after that, and there was no sub in that, but it had a mode on it called surround sound mode, which I don't know why the Ford Fusion ever came with a surround sound mode. I never watched movies in it, but I did notice like when I hit it in some songs, it would like play differently around you. And I was like, ah, that's kind of interesting. And then I looked up like stereo versus mono, because I got into old music. I'm like, what the heck is mono? I thought it was always stereo. What's a mono?
Yeah. That would be AM radio, one speaker. That's how it all started, Greg.
Absolutely. It's like,
oh, that's so funny. So you're building, I mean, we're working on your house now. And you have plans, and you have your first, I don't know about your first, but as a married couple, you're arguing over the entertainment center. Let's go through that for a little bit, because everybody listens like, oh, here we go. Get used to it, kid. You're just starting out.
Yeah. I was trying to convince Meg that floor speakers are nicer looking than bookshelf speakers just for the living room. Because it's like its own piece of furniture. I was trying to sell that. But I just really want floor speakers. I've always wanted them. The fact that they're just like a standalone piece and it's like,
yep.
I just feel like they're bold. I feel like it's a bold decision to have in your living room, and that's why I like them. But
yes, know. It is a bold decision because it requires a fight in the living room.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's but you know that they don't especially you're going to have a subwoofer too, right?
Yes.
You know, you're putting that, I think, in the corner or something. You already have the outlet for it. So technically you really don't need it. You don't need floor standing. You know that, right?
I do.
Okay. All right. As long as you know that. And it's because I want them too for my theater because I like the way they look. Exactly. Mm. Like you said, like when I do love that, but then there comes even in this current theater here and the new one I'm building, they actually wouldn't work as well as bookshelves. Yours are going to be towards the middle of the room. So you'll be, the performance will be fine. And you're young. Yeah. Do it. Just
yeah.
Do it. And it's like, I said that to Meg too. I'm like, who cares? You know, it's like, it's not, I mean, it's your first house and you're, you know, have fun with it. Cause you know, absolutely. You've been shopping around for which ones you're going to get, or do you already have them?
Oh, I've been shopping around a bit. You know, I don't know too much technologically. I get a little bit like crossover wise and all that. And so I was looking at originally these Polk Audio tower speakers because they had mm-hmm. a good shape to them. And I was thinking that might be a good compromise for the the aesthetic instead of just the black wood grain box that typically speakers are. But I like them a lot. I mean, they're like rounded edges on them. But then you were telling me all about how much you enjoyed the SVS product. So I looked into that a bit more.
Mm.
And now I'm just pretty much determining what I want to pay. So I'm trying to reason with myself a bit.
Yeah. SVSs are nice. But honestly, you literally just turned 24. You're very, very young. Like you said, you don't know a lot about crossovers. You don't know a lot about anything. And that's fine. Yes. That's great. And it's like, I love hearing that you're like, they got nice rounded edges. And it's like, these are things you do when you're starting out. And it's fun to experience because get the system in that you want to, like, for the aesthetics or whatever reason. I love that color of wood. I love that rounded edge. I love this, and have fun with it because then as you grow, as you learn more, you'll be like, oh, I want this. I actually want to go for better sound now, or I want to go for because you'll start to understand the differences, and you'll be like, how do I get it to sound like this? Well, okay. Then you start looking into what did I do wrong because it was my first system? What did I do wrong, or how can I improve on what I have now? And there's really no, I mean, listeners, I mean, you can test out different speakers and you can bring in speakers, try them out, return them, because they all have different, you know, return policies. Believe me, I'm getting flooded with all of them. So if you want the information I'm getting, I'll hand it to you. But but I think in your case, I would, where you're so young, you're having fun, you don't know what you don't know. So just buy what you want to buy, and then, you know, if it is a complete flop, you'll know that right away.
Sure.
And then you just return them, right? And then later on, year from now, a couple years from now, when you're like, all right, I'll give in, I'll get you some bookshelves. But then maybe you'll go, you know, like, all right, honey, we'll do bookshelves now, and you'll do quality over whatever. And, you know, just have fun with it. I made all the mistakes. And like I said, that's how you learn.
Absolutely.
So that's what else do you like? What else? What are you looking to do? like you want the surround sound, right? You're going to have the speakers are all over. What, how big of a system are you looking for in your living room? This is a living room system for now, right?
Yes, it is. So I, right now I have an, I don't know the exact model number, but it, I have an Onkyo 5.2 receiver.
Okay.
And I think one sub is enough for me right now.
Hmm.
And then I was looking to do the tower speakers, hopefully. I'm looking to upgrade my center channel. My center channel is a Cambridge Soundworks I got from Facebook Marketplace, and the MDF is all like rotting away.
Ooh.
So I might be upgrading that too, hopefully.
Yep.
And then I really want is those SVS surround sound speakers, the angled ones that like fire down at you.
Yeah, the prime elevations. Yeah.
Those look sick.
Yeah. So that's a- well, those are a great speaker for, they're a little more money for what they are, but they're super, what I just was saying this to somebody the other day. They're super versatile. Like you can use those as any speaker in your system. They're full range and where you're going to have a subwoofer anyway. So you could get them and put them as your surrounds. And then, or, and then when you get an Atmos system, you move them up and put bookshelves and, you know, I mean, there's multiple, you know, ways you can utilize those. So that's a great, you know, they're a great choice there. But they are a little more money than your typical system, but like even, or your typical speakers or their SVS Prime, satellites are, you know, those are nice too, but anything in that price range is going to be really good. But I love that you're like, I might, you know, your center channels, it's got rotting. And it's like, that's the Frankenstein system. That's what we all started with. And that's, I'm like really excited. I'm really excited for you. I'm really excited to sit down and watch and like experience your stuff and like, and do all that because that's, you know, it's been a long time since I've done that, you know.
Sure.
It was 8 years ago.
Sure.
So, but yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's have you thought of the first movie you're going to watch once you get it all run?
The first movie I'm going to watch. Oh,
you're younger, so this could be anything.
I like so many different films for so many different reasons, and I'm really excited to, so I haven't cracked open. I only had it for about 2 months. I bought a LG OLED. It's not top of the line, but you know, it's an OLED, so it's a lot nicer than what I had previously. So I'm excited to crack that out. So I'm really excited to see the picture. But then again, like you're saying, I should have upgraded my audio by then too. So I kind of want a combination of the both, but I also have these movies where I'm just like, I can't get enough of.
Like
last week I watched a movie twice and it's See No Evil, Hear No Evil with, oh, gee whiz. Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor. And that was absolutely hilarious. I was laughing my butt off on the airplane to almost an embarrassing level. And then The Secret Life of Walter Mitty with Ben Stiller is another one.
There you go.
Yeah, I really like that film for the picture because there's a lot of different color tones that fluctuate throughout what he's going through throughout the film.
Nice.
As well as these like crazy random fights and action scenes that I think would pack a decent audio punch. So I bet you that would probably be my top movie to watch as soon as I get back in.
Nice. I haven't seen that one.
I love it. I recommend it wholeheartedly. I think it's got the sights, the scenes, the sounds. So
there you go. Look at you. Yeah, I haven't seen that one, but I love, like we've talked in the past and you've said you are kind of like a movie buff. You love films. You love, and just like stuff like you said there, like the Secret Life of Walter, what is it, Mitty?
Yes, sir.
I always want to mix that up, say Walter Matthau.
Yeah.
Wrong guy. Yeah. But yeah, it's, yeah. And it's like you've said stuff like that. Either you and I were talking or I overheard you talking. I was like, oh, he knows this movie. You know films better than I know the films. Like I love the action parts. I love the you know, the home theater aspect of it. But you're like a little bit more Siskel. You know,
I really like movies and I watch them over and over and over again. And like when I was younger, I think the whole thing that started this was my my parents were fortunate enough to have those silly DVD players in the back of the headrests when we were growing up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we watched, I watched the original Speed Racer TV show probably over 100 times, back to back to back to back to back to back to back. The movie Monster House, which is like an animated film, and it's like the house comes to life. It's a very strange film. Wow.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen that one either.
I could probably recite the whole thing to you right now. And then, yeah, it was movies like that. And oh, Flushed Away. Flushed Away is a fantastic film. I think you might like that. You might like that.
I've never even heard of that. Let me look that up.
Main star is Hugh Jackman.
Oh, really?
And then, what's the female lead? It's someone important. It might be a Kate, something.
Let's see. Flushed Away. 2006.
Yes.
Oh, it's animated. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Hugh Jackman, Kate Winslet.
Kate Winslet. I knew it was a Kate.
It's Rita. Yeah.
Yes.
Ian McKellen, Gene Reno, Bill Nye. Nye
is Bill Nye?
N-I-G-H-Y. Not the science guy. Yeah, okay. Not the science guy. Andy Serkis is in it. He's Spike. Yeah, wow. Look at that. Yeah, I've never heard. See, these are all the animated ones, though, but yeah, that's pretty cool.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
Flushed Away.
It's got a good message about family and everything, and yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Let me see if that, what's that, how that's available on disc. Flushed from 2006. Yep, Flushed Away. It's out on disc. PG. I don't know if it's out on 4K. Nope, no 4K, just Blu-ray disc. So it's in DTS Master Audio. Boom, boom, boom. Yep, it's on Amazon for $11.39. Pretty cool. But yeah, that's funny. It's yeah. So again, we're going back to automobiles. You're yes. In the car watching this. Yeah. We did the same thing. We didn't have the cars. We didn't have a car with it installed in the car, but we had the pack. We actually got, when we went on long trips and stuff for Joe and Meg, we would put the, that we had the DVD set, and then, the DVD player sat between them. It was it would mount, but on the back of the headrests and stuff.
Oh, sure.
They did all that. So we didn't want to, I mean, we weren't going on long trips and having to deal with them, you know, listening to that. So we put and they had their own wireless headphones and everything. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So we did the same thing. And they, you know, they probably have the same. They used to have to argue over which movie they were going to watch next. And then I think at some point we actually upgraded where they each got their own separate player or something like that. But
oh, cool.
But yeah, it's funny how it always goes back to the automobile. And then you get, you know, because when you're young, you're moving. And then when you get older, you're like, I'm going to set this all up in my house.
Yeah, absolutely. You stop being a passenger, too.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Good point. So what are you doing? Let's talk a little bit about you.
Sure.
What else did you like to do growing up?
Oh, geez. What I like to do growing up? I like talking.
Yeah, you do.
We never really had video games or like any of that stuff in my house until I was like, geez, probably until I was like 13. So I really never had technology growing up. I liked fixing things, and I liked Nerf guns. Nerf guns were my big, that was my big activity. Me and all my neighborhood friends would all run around chasing each other through everyone's yards, and
yeah,
that was an absolute riot.
We did it with Entertech. I don't know. You got to Google. Have you heard of those?
I have
Entertech
not.
Guns.
Entertech guns.
Entertech squirt guns. So these were battery powered squirt guns that if you use nowadays, you'd literally get probably shot or arrested.
Yeah. The first thing that pops up is Colt M1911 pistol.
Yep. Yep. I had that. I had a shotgun. I had the Uzi. I think they called it an Uzi, and it had different clips. You could put the clip in, you could carry different clips filled with water, and they shot up to like 30 feet. And we used to drive around and shoot people like hanging out of the windows.
You're kidding me.
Yeah. In the 80s. No, I'm not kidding you. In the 80s. And we shot one guy so many times in, it was a summer and we were driving, me and my cousin Carrie, she was driving her Celica. And we were up in Franklin and we drove by him so many times. He's walking down the road and everybody else used to run. They'd run away and be like, oh, like, and they would laugh or whatever. This one guy was like, thank you. It's so hot out tonight. And then we ended up giving him a ride home. We had no idea who the guy was, but we just kept driving by so many times and we just shot him. We drive by him and the gun made it like a noise because of the pump shooting the water. And yeah, but Entertech powered squirt guns. They were insane. And you look back on it now and you're like, what the hell were we doing? We went into her church, my cousin Carrie's church, and with this is crazy. We went into her church with I had the shotgun was strapped onto me on my back.
Holy tamales.
I had the handgun and the Uzi out, and they're black.
Oh yeah.
And we put nylons over our faces.
Holy smokes.
And they had a church. She had a church dance that she knew about that she, you know, so we went in there and we go running in and we start shooting everybody and everybody just starts laughing. It's like nowadays it'd be like, we'd probably,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
You'd
can't
be on the news. That's at least.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely.
And I just looked it up. This Rambo military set Entertech water gun includes one fully automatic Water Hawk machine gun.
Yep.
One 15-inch authentic Bowie knife.
We didn't have that, but we didn't carry that, but it's insane. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's yeah, see? We are a lot alike. Oh, what else? I was just going to ask you something else too. Oh, I just remembered what it was. Your setup. We talked briefly when we started. The setup you're talking on right now. Joe and I were putting together your tables upstairs and I saw your setup and I was like, I was jealous. I was like, that's quite the set. And like you literally just said, like, you didn't have a lot of, you didn't grow up with tech. You didn't do any, you know, and technically neither did I, not this stuff, but you're like, that setup you have there is, what do you do with that? Cause you said you didn't do a lot of gaming, but do you do a lot of gaming now and everything?
So I did a lot of gaming, but, you know, me and Meg have been watching some pretty good shows and stuff. So now that we're living together, it's a lot different. So I'm not on it as much, but I love video games, and I mostly like playing the ones with my friends. And I met a bunch of folks online, and we play like they're always on like pretty much every night. So I can just hop on if I'm ever bored. I'll just pull up the Discord there, hop on, and then we'll play a round of whatever game we're thinking of playing, and that's a ton of fun. But I mostly like tinkering with computers and technology and all that, and I like upgrading things. That's like my big, big thing in life. I just like making things better and like tailored to me.
That's the right hobby then. That's absolutely why you're going to love the whole home theater thing. Like I honestly don't think you've even started at home theater. I mean, you've tinkered and stuff, but it's like, once you get that into your living room and you're actually, have you ever had an actual 5.1 system installed and ready and rolling? Like in your bedroom or anything?
I did my junior year and senior year of college.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I got these little like mount stands and everything, and I built some stands, and I put a full projector screen in my dorm junior year, mm-hmm. and that was an absolute riot. And then my senior year, we rented a house, so I set up my whole system there, and that was nice too. But like you said, it was all just whatever I could find on Facebook Marketplace for the cheapest price. So it's nothing special, but
yeah, but that's it. But no, but it gets you going. So, you know, you have the system. And like you said, you like to, cause you've been tinkering with computers for a while. And did you do that in high school too? Or
no.
Did you just start that after like in college and stuff? Cause you brought parts over here. Didn't you build a system for Meg or something like that?
Yes.
Or give her something?
Yes, I did. Yes. So the issue is whenever, I'm sure you encounter this a lot too, whenever I'm upgrading something, you know, what do you do with the parts afterwards? And yeah, you're not just going to like recycle them. Sure, you can sell them, but then you kind of feel guilty too sometimes. And like, but it depends on what it is. And so it's like with a motherboard and a processor, is if you're jumping between generations, sometimes it requires you to get a different motherboard or RAM or whatever it is. And so it's like, oh, so I have the most expensive parts, the motherboard and the CPU left over because I upgraded the motherboard and the CPU. So I'll just build another computer. Like that's, that's the bad part about computer building compared to home theater. You know, you probably only have one home theater. Maybe you bring stuff up to your living room every now and then, but.
Well, yeah, you could do that. It's like you could, like in the case of what I'm doing, I'm going to another place. So I'm leaving stuff, some stuff behind, but I am going to, you know, upgrade a few of the pieces that I'm not going to take. So it's kind of the, kind of in that way. But it's exactly like even here, it's like you'd start out with a certain piece in the theater here. And then if you upgrade, I could take the Blu-ray player, move it upstairs or same idea. It's a kind of the same idea, but yeah, we're going to have some fun, kid. We're
going to have
a lot of fun. It's like, it's no. It's not, I can't wait. It's we're doing it. It's just like, as life goes on, you're going to be like, oh, what are you getting next? And it's like, because where you're tinkering with computers and you like to upgrade that stuff, and then you're going to get, you know, you'll do the living room thing. And then when we get everything settled in your house, like I said, I mean, what were we doing? The walkthrough with the inspector, and I had already mapped out your basement on where we're going to put a,
yes, exactly.
I mean, it's all filled with tools right now, but someday, you know, a year or so from now, we could literally wall that off and we put a theater in the basement that, you know, it'll be small. And, but I mean, then you could have your floor standing and Meg can have her living room and, you know, everybody's happy.
It's a win-win-win. Yeah, and that's what we like.
And it's another fun project. And, you know, it would start putting up walls and then you'll have your gaming area upstairs and then you'll have your theater downstairs and your living. And it's so funny. We're talking about this and like listeners are like, wow, how big is this house? Not very.
Not big. I took the biggest room in the house minus the living room to have my office. So sorry, Meg.
Yeah, it was upstairs though. It's out of the way. It's gonna be it would be like a bed. It's a just an oversized bedroom that's upstairs.
Exactly.
It's
we'd have no purpose for it unless we wanted to open like a public library or something. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not that big.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. It's a, what is that? What do you call that? It's a cape, right? You call that a cape, I think.
I think so. It's a cape with no dormers because it's just a sloped roof, and that's where I'm in right now.
That's what you're in right now. So you have the sloped ceilings and stuff like that. So yeah, it's perfect. That's perfect for your gaming and everything up there. And then yeah, in the basement is like a 7-foot ceiling as it is now. You know, it's tight. But like I said, I'm like, we wall that off and put in a little ceiling on it, and it'd be like, yeah, it's low, but once you're sitting down, you'll be able to crank it down there and have some
absolutely
fun. So, I'm actually really looking forward to building that just for the project of it and to see how good a sound we can get out of that space. You know what I mean? Like I almost did it in this room. I was very close to putting a theater in this room that I'm in right now, which is, let's see, it's about 6 feet. It's under 6 feet wide and it's about 8 feet long. In this little closet that I'm in right now. And what I was going to do is actually the setup that I have that I put in Rich Keefe's basement. That's what was going in here.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, it was going to go in here. I was going to buy the same SVS package that he got, which was the 5.1 surround package. And it comes with a subwoofer. It's like $1,100. So I think it was, 1200. I think it's 11. I forget. It's $1,199 or something like that. 5 speakers, 5 satellites, and a subwoofer. And I was going to put that in here with a 55-inch television and be sitting like I kind of am right now, but have the full surround experience.
Sure.
Sitting here in this little room. Now, your room's even bigger. Your room's probably, what is that, 10 feet wide? If that maybe maybe 10 feet. Once we put the walls up, I think it would be about 10 feet wide.
Absolutely.
And it's a pretty decent length too for that, you know, for that size room. I think it's like 14 feet. We could probably put a 14 foot depth of field in there. And so you'd have a little space behind it. You put one, you know, love seat couch or something in there, and you put a decent size. I was thinking of doing a decent size OLED on the front wall, like a 75 inch, and you, that room, I think we could make sound really, really good. So it'd be a lot of fun doing your living room first and then developing that whole downstairs at some point, and then hear that, you know, when you transition down there, hear the difference of what a proper, like having the proper walls, the proper ceiling, everything. Cause you're basically in your living room. It's an open space because it's now open because we blew a hole in the wall. Yes. It's open to the kitchen and it's, you know, which is great for a living space, but for a theater environment, it's not ideal. You're going to have some fun. You're going to get some good pans. You're going to have some, but your base and everything is just going everywhere. And it, you, in that house, you don't really want to be blowing the whole house apart with crazy bass anyways. So, but yeah, I'm looking, I personally am looking forward to,
oh, me too.
To looking forward to building that basement.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Do you have any ideas for the basement? Like any, what do you picture in your head? Cause I'm like, give me your best description of what you think you can get in that basement.
The only theater I've ever seen in my life in someone's home is your theater. So if I was to okay. base it on that, then I would definitely love to implement any kind of thing like that. I love in your theater how you have the seats elevated one after the other. Is that pretty mm-hmm. standard for a home theater setup?
For that size, I wouldn't say it's standard. It's some people like, no, I wouldn't say it's standard at all, actually, because, Danny Speakers, who lives, I was in his, he's got a room that's probably a little wider than mine, and, you know, but he's got one set of seats. And, you know, prime seating, I think it's four across, if I remember right. And, but it's very nice. And it's kind of what I had envisioned for you, where you, because that's the amount of space you have, right?
Sure.
Same with Nelson, actually. He's got a phenomenal theater, dedicated room, everything. It's separate, you know, separate from the house, room within a room, the whole nine. And he's got he's got 14 feet wide. He's got 20 feet, I think it's like 22 feet long. And he's just got three theater chairs sitting in the middle. That's and cool. He's got them, yeah. And he's got them play. I mean, he has plans of putting like another row behind him. I'm not sure if he's going to do a riser though. Steve George, he has a riser in his. He has a riser in his, and his is in a garage type, a converted garage, so it's very narrow. So you could do it. My thing is like the reason I wanted it, and most people prefer to sit in the front row. Their prime listening position is, or watching position is, the front row in the middle, and then they design everything back from there. So like very much like a car, right? Like, sure. You know, you don't care about people sitting in the back seat. So and so like usually up on the riser, it's, you know, it's not as good a surround. You're usually closer to the back wall, stuff like that. Well, what I did when I designed mine is I always wanted to have a row in front of me because that's what it's like when you go to the movies, right? It's like, you know, whenever you go to the movies, you never sit in the front row. Sure. Because then you're looking up like that, you know, you're looking up too high. And so you always sit back and there's always seats in front of you. Sometimes people are in them, sometimes they're not, but there's always seats in front of you. So my idea all growing up was I always wanted to be back And so my front row is actually too close. Very much like if you go to a theater and you sit in the front row of my theater, you're like, this isn't ideal. Yeah, I know. I've got the ideal seat, pal. You know? So that, you know what I mean? So you're going to sacrifice that. And we could certainly do that for you. We would have to, with the back wall where we would put the door. Now, you would definitely, we could put a riser in and you would definitely have to duck to sit down, but you would still have that experience of, you could do like, I have a 12 inch riser. We could do like maybe a 10 inch riser for you, or even an 8 inch riser. And then a row in front of you of just, you know, you put a couch or a whatever, but yours would be like, you'd go down one side of the room because the room's kind of narrow. So we'd put everything up against, say, all the way to the left side. You'd walk in at the back of the room. You'd walk down the right side to be able to get to the seating. And then once you're seated, you'd be fine. And I mean, that's definitely something we could design around. There would be compromises in height, but that's the point. It depends on the experience that you want to have.
Sure.
So, but that's fun. That's fun. That's fun that you even have that in mind. So where would you like to sit though? Do you want to sit in the front row? Do you want to sit? How are you thinking?
I have only ever sat in the back seat of your theater. And I think that same thing. And I was just thinking in my head, I was just running through a million things. I was like, oh, what if we put like cables attached to the ceiling with like a system where I could like pull it up so it was like a riser, like I was hanging from the ceiling, like, or like car jacks on the bottom to like boost myself up as like a riser.
Okay, let's get the theater in before start installing hydraulics. But all right, so this is why I wanted to have you on, because you got a mind like mine. Like, you go four steps way too ahead, like I do.
Certainly.
It's like, certainly. Okay, so Greg, we've got a box. What are your ideas? Well, once we get the box and everything done, can we put in hydraulics? Yeah, why? Exactly. But that's funny. That's funny. So, yeah, you could do that. That would be funny.
Yeah.
It's like you'd be like, wow, I can't see. Hang on a second. You hit your remote and be like, hey, Alexa. Now you don't have to duck. You just actually walk to the seat and then the riser comes up.
Yeah.
As the movie starts.
Now you're talking. Yeah, let's set up the harmony logic.
Yep. There you go. And you, so the lights dim. Everybody else is like, oh, I have automatic masking. Oh, I have my lights dim. Oh, yeah. Well, my seats go up.
I've got Willy Wonka's elevator. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. I told you we're going to have fun. We're going to have so much fun. You got airbags. We could do it. With
That's
airbags.
A good call. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You could absolutely do that with the airbag system that you would put in a truck.
Yes.
And you
absolutely.
So we would build a platform floor and then you would. That would be awesome. That would be so funny because like everything would look flush and you'd be like, oh, that guy, the people in front of me, you could get an eight inch rise out of that. And a few people, you know, a couch and a few people is less than a truck.
Absolutely,
so you could definitely lift that up. Wow.
We're going to do the 4D and we'll have each airbag independently controlled and we'll get the.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they have the D-Box chairs that do that.
What?
You've never heard of those?
I have never in my life. I'm just going to Google them really quick.
Yeah, Google D-Box chairs, and they're interactive with the content.
No way.
And they've been out for a while, and it becomes like an amusement park ride.
What?
And yeah, and you can watch stuff like anything. You obviously it plays with your discs and stuff, but even the show, I remember when Mandalorian first came out, season one, there was a big I can't remember what it was, like CD or something like that, but they were talking about every year they come up at one of the shows, and they were talking about D-Box chairs, and they said that even during streaming stuff, I don't know if it was new to streaming, but I'd heard about them for years, and they're crazy money. They're like, yeah, I think they're, I like believe 50, it. They're like 15 grand or something like that for a setup. Yeah. But as like the plane moves, your seats move, they dip, they do. And it's like, and people, I've never experienced them in person. I've only known about them and seen them. And now I've talked to people that have experienced them, and pretty much everybody I've talked to has said they're an amazing experience to demo.
Okay.
But then in your home, you kind of get sick. Yeah. Like, if everything you sit down, you're like, you just want to sit down and relax and watch a movie, and you're like, come on.
<It's> like, hold the box of popcorn.
Like, yeah, exactly. You can't. So it's like, I think a lot of people, in reality, it becomes like, you start to, especially for the money. You know, if it was like, you know, an extra $1,000 or something like that, maybe you'd be like, all right, and then I'll just shut it off. But it's fun. It's a fun thing to experience. Kind of like the people that I've talked to that have the custom opens to their movies. And they'll have like, welcome to like Briggs Family Theater, blah, blah, blah. And there we have popcorn. We have all this. And it's all fun for like when somebody comes over. But every time you hit play, that's what shows up, and you have to watch your own open every single time. It kind of gets, and it's like, I've talked to, it's fun to do, but then all of a sudden in reality, you're like, oh boy, yeah. I got to do this again. So, but yeah, we're going to airbags. All right. What else you got? What other ideas?
Well, like you said, if you're ever to do a custom intro, what's that website? You can get celebrities to say whatever you want.
Yeah.
That would be hilarious.
I thought of doing that for this podcast. I'm trying to think of back before I had the We Are Brightside Home Theater idea where everybody says it, I was actually thinking of trying to get somebody. I would have paid James Earl Jones for the, like, you know, this is Brightside Home Theater. I would be like, woo. But yeah, that's, what's it, Cameo? I think it's called.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Cameo. You can get Shooter McGavin from,
oh, what's his name? He's great. I love him and stuff. I've seen it. Yeah, Shooter McGavin. Yeah, it would have to be somebody that I'd want to, like, somebody with like a very distinctive home theater voice.
Absolutely.
That you'd be like, it'd be that, or trying to think. Oh, not Harvey Keitel. What's his name? He's very distinct, like the way he talks. I could imitate him, and he'd be like, everybody does him. I think he says, I need more cowbell.
Oh, from
Saturday Night Live. Yeah. You know who I'm talking about?
He was in the Disney film with the Ooby Doo. I want to be like you. Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken. There you go. See, my mind goes blank, and my listeners know. They were all yelling at me, Christopher Walken, you idiot, right after I said cowbell. Get imagine hearing him say, this is Brightside Home Theater. I don't even want to attempt an impersonation. It's not really a home theater voice. It's just a distinct voice.
Certainly.
Very distinct.
Yeah. More like Morgan Freeman or something. I get what you're saying. Or Will Arnett would be sick. I love Will Arnett.
Yeah.
He has the Reese's commercials now.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Do you listen to that podcast, The Smartless?
Smartless? No. What is it about?
No?
No.
Oh, my God. Greg, you'd love it. It's Jason Bateman. Will Arnett, Jason Bateman, Will Arnett, and who's the other guy?
Sean Hayes.
Yeah, he was in. I remember him. I think he was the one of the guys in Will and Grace. I think.
Okay.
And they are fantastic. They've had. It's like when they have all actors on and stuff, and they've had, I just talked about it last week in the podcast too. They had James Cameron on just recently, within the last few months, Steven Spielberg, and like they were both were like Cameron, it was in December, and he was obviously, he's going on to promote Avatar and stuff, but listening to them talk, they're like joking. and like just having a good time, but it's like listening to an audio commentary. And then you also get to hear, like, you know, with Spielberg and Cameron, you get to hear a little bit out of their shell a little bit, you know, like not the normal way you get to hear them talk. So they talk a little bit more normal. They had Keanu Reeves on just in the last couple of weeks.
I just saw that. Yeah. Holy cow.
Yeah. And just, yeah, definitely listen to that. They're about an hour long, and every single time you're like, oh my God, it's almost over. I don't want this to end.
No it's way.
Like, they're I'm so in. Good. Yeah. They're so good. This, yeah. Yeah. Definitely check that out. It's great for movie buffs too, because it's all that's, I mean, that's all they talk about. And they get into how they make movies and what it's like to be an actor, what it's like to be a director, behind the scenes stuff, and just, you know, actors, you know, just hanging out and chatting. So it's a lot of fun to listen to. So my brother told me about it a while ago. And I love it. Love it. So I'm surprised you haven't heard of it.
No, I don't know how I haven't heard of it.
Yeah. It's incredible. They make fun of each other the entire time. It's so funny. Like, they'll be talking to somebody huge. They had President Biden on.
What?
Yes, exactly.
How did they allow that?
That's incredible. I know. And that was before, I just said this last week too. I'm like, it was before they had Cameron and Spielberg. It was like last fall, I think. And it's like, once you get the president of the United States, pretty much can Cameron say no?
yeah.
We were like, nah.
And the week after, they had Wayne Gretzky. Imagine going from Biden to Gretzky. What a switch.
Oh yeah.
Up.
Oh, you got the list up. Yeah, yeah.
It's incredible.
I haven't heard the Gretzky one yet. I haven't. Believe it or not, I didn't listen. I've been just going through all the back catalog of all the older actors and stuff. It's just so much fun. So much fun.
I want to watch that. I want to listen to the Dana Carvey one. I love Dana Carvey.
Oh yeah, yeah, he's hysterical. Oh, so back to your theater. Now, you. This is what's kind of funny, because I'm gonna play off of. You've only been in my theater. You're getting ideas out of that, but in your living room, you're looking for speakers that are aesthetically pleasing. So are you going to go with like speakers in your theater in the basement that you can see, or are we going to do a false wall like I did? Or do you like the stealth look? Do you like, you know what, do you know what I mean? Do you like,
sure. I think I would almost do the false wall, because, you know, God willing, if I ever, or hopefully when I ever have kids one day, I think the false walls seem like a great deterrent for children.
Ooh.
Touching and messing you. And pulling and poking.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Good thing. I didn't even think of that.
Yes.
But yeah, it's until they fall through the false wall. And the speaker cloth. It's just cloth. Exactly. And they're like, rah! But it's just speaker cloth, so it's easy to replace. So
yeah.
But yeah, no, that's a great point. That's a great point. Yeah. Because I want to do the false wall, but I want to put lights back there. So when people ask where the speakers are, you hit a button and all of a sudden the lights come on. So you can kind of see them through the speaker cloth.
Oh, heck yeah. That's cool.
Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah. Like Absolutely. Hue lights, like everything goes, like blue lights come on back there. So and that's why I kind of want to have like floor standing back there. Because sure. I want that nice high gloss floor standing speakers, so that when you'd be like, oh, where are your speakers? And then the lights come on back there, and all of a sudden you're like, what?
The piano black just shining through.
The piano and have a blue light behind each speaker. So it's almost like the silhouette, but then also have lights up top so you can see it. So it's lit from the front and the back. And it's like, you know, I know how to do lighting.
Yeah.
Taking a class or two. And, but yeah, and be able to, so like, you know, when you're watching a movie, it's all just back there. But then when you put those lights on, the reflections coming off of that piano glass black would be so nice. And it doesn't improve the sound at all.
Yeah. It's, but it's fun. Just,
yeah, it's fun. And it, yeah, exactly. So it's all, you know, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. So, all right. We've got false wall. We've got a riser with airbags.
Absolutely.
And now, do you want to do theater seating, or are you still going to be like a couch and a snuggle guy?
I don't know. That's kind of the fun part, right? I'm not sure if I would do theater seating if we were to do two rows ever. Maybe like theater seating in that funky back thing with like a mm-hmm. couch that maybe reclines in front. So mm-hmm. you can kind of like recline back and look up and...
Yeah. Yeah. You need that. Yeah. From the front row, you'd need to be either that or people can lay down in the front row or,
yes.
But yeah, it's, I mean, that's the thing is we can do whatever you want to get the experience you want out of that prime seat. Right. So like we put a seat here, we put in a row here just to, and it's like, yeah, it's not going to be ideal for that person. Like I said, but to do that, it's like, but it's really just to set you up for what you want to experience. And like some people, like I said, they don't like, they want to be in the front row because to them, it's more like a screening room and they want to be able to just, they want to be focused in on and go into the movie itself. Right. Okay. And they want to be transported into that world. Right. Certainly. Whereas I don't want to be transported into that world. I want to be in the world of the theater. I want to be in a theater. I want like my screen and then to see that silhouette of a chair in front of me or chairs in front of me. You know what I mean? So it's like, that's the world that I'm looking for. So it's like almost like the front row is like, that's the next step before you get into like that, you know, metaverse and your, you know, virtual reality. Like, and I could see that too, because there are times, and that's to me, that's what's fun about being in the second row and having that chair there is because there's a little separation. But then every now and then when you get so into a movie, your mind and everything blurs even that out. And you do go right into that movie and you're just like, you know what I mean? And then I feel like that's even, I don't know. It's just, to me, it's like, wow, now I'm really immersed because I went past the chairs and I'm like in that world. And that's, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's another level to me, but yeah. And then we'll see what you're looking for.
Absolutely.
We'll get it done.
Have you ever tried virtual reality before?
I have never, ever tried.
As soon as I set it up in my house, because I just have to unpack it and set it back up again, you got to try it.
Yeah, I've never put that on. And there was a home theater store down the street from Acton. And when Joe was, I don't know, they had a room with a virtual reality setup. This was back when you had to have like a crazy computer rig to run it. This was probably, I don't know, maybe 7-8 years ago. And he tried it out and he did. And I watched him do it. And you sat and watched, like you could watch him and everything. And then he had it on, but then on the bit, they had a big screen with a projector. And so you could see what he was doing, which was a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And that's the closest I've come to doing it. But I watched him do it. And then he was like, you got to try this. I go, nah, I'm all set. I was like, I'm not going to be. I'm not a fan of it. I don't like having that on my head. I don't like not knowing what's around me.
Sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Playing a sword fighting game and against my roommate from college, John. And, you know, to me, it looks like he's across the room. And I'm trying to sword fight him, and you got the wand in your hand, but you obviously can't touch the actual blade, but you're trying to hit him with your blade. And we were going so hard. I like got down on the floor like and laid flat so he couldn't hit me. And then I like jumped forward and my hand went right into my wall in front of me.
Oh. Yeah.
It was thin drywall, thankfully, but I definitely had to patch that before moving. Just so silly.
See, that's what I've thought of getting it for my theater, but that's one of the things I'm afraid of because I'm super competitive. That's why I don't like board games. That's why I don't like to, I'm like, I don't want to do these things. And I was just saying to Jen the other day, I was like, this is why I don't like these things. I'm like, you guys want me to play board games. I just get aggravated because I get so competitive. And then I'm like, and I'm like, I just as soon avoid it. And that I feel like once I got in there, I just into that world, I'd be so competitive. I'd end up putting a hole through my screen, through my wall. Sure. Just same idea. You just, and, but even still, like, I don't like that idea of like, now Steve George has the new PlayStation version for it.
No way.
PS5. And he loves it. He tweets about it all the time. He's telling me, you know, and I am really jealous that, I would love to be able to do it. He goes into like, there's a whole Star Wars universe and you go into like the bars and stuff and you walk. I came this close to getting it once. I almost got the, what is the one that became Meta?
HTC.
Was it HTC?
Vive or something?
Whatever it was, and they just came out. They had a second version come out. It was supposed to, and that's what became that Meta that Facebook bought and turned into Meta. The VR something.
Yeah, VR. Something like that. I have the Valve Index, which is the Steam version, which is like the video game online store, pretty much.
Yeah, VR headset, VR Meta. Yeah, it's all just called Meta now. But PlayStation VR, that's supposed to be awesome. But yeah. I almost got that because it had it for Half-Life. Do you remember that video game? Did you ever play that one?
I've played Half-Life 2 a little bit, but I've never played the original Half-Life. I have it. Like, I have it purchased. I've just never played it.
Yeah. I loved Half-Life. Completed that one, completed Half-Life 2. My buddy and I used to jump on all the time, and this was back when we had dial-up in the 90s, and we would play Half-Life. We would play. There was another war game that had a huge, huge map, and we used to go in there, and it would be like you're looking for like miles in each direction, and there were only two of us in there. And so you had to find, but it was really cool because you had binoculars, but you had your sniper gun, you know, you had a sniper rifle. So you could look around with your binoculars, and then you would try to find, like, you'd look for a pixel that was off, and then you'd zoom in with your scope and see if it's the person. And we used to just look around, and this, like I said, this was dial up. And it was cool because when you got on, I was living in Franklin. He was living in Westminster, and we could get on and we had the headsets with the microphones. And back then it was a big deal because we could talk and it was for free.
That's wild.
No long distance charges.
Holy smokes.
But back then it's like for me to call him, it cost money. Our cell phones had long distance charges. Our cell phones had roaming charges, all of that stuff that everything now is like, you know, you don't even think twice. You call anywhere in the world, right? It's like, sure. I talk to people all over the world and it doesn't cost us anything different. So, but that was a big deal. And that's what we used to do. But then that was that one game. We played the Half-Life game. You could play against somebody and you'd run around the Half-Life map. And there was a crossbow, which had the sniper scope on it. So you could, and there was no sound. So I'd shoot them, and, or if I missed them, he wouldn't know where it came from because we did have directional sound in our headsets. That was kind of, yeah. And that was all big back then. Nowadays, it's just like everybody has like, you know, movie theater sound in their headsets and they're like, you know. So, but yeah, we did all that fun stuff. And, but I just can't, I'm not comfortable with my eyes covered. I'm afraid somebody's going to come up and like hit me.
Yeah, that's pretty fair.
I want to do it, but I haven't pulled the trigger on it, but maybe I will for the sure. Especially for that Half-Life. That's that one there, it was a lot of fun. That and one of my other favorite video games was the one with Snake. What was his name? What was the name of that one?
Sugar, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's Jeez, These kids these days, you type so fast. You're using more than just two fingers.
Yeah. Oh, is it Metal Gear?
Metal Gear, yeah. Metal Gear Solid. Yep.
Sure.
Yep. That one, yeah, I played. Jen got me that for Christmas one year. And it was one of the first game. It was the first game I got that had the controller vibrated back. And,
oh, cool. And
never had that before. And I started playing at Christmas morning, and I went into a room, and the alarm went off in the room because I set it off or whatever. And the controller vibrated. And I was like, ah, I literally dropped the controller. I'd never done it before. I didn't even know it could.
Yeah.
It was like, whoa. Yeah.
What kind of batteries do we buy? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Big fun. Big fun. So are you going to game in your theater?
That's a good question too. I don't know.
Or are you?
I don't know. I mostly just play like multiplayer stuff now. I think I'd probably do the Nintendo Switch because Meg got that for me as a gift for Christmas. Yeah. Or Christmas.
Yeah.
And that's been a ton of fun. I like that device a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got what? You have a Star Wars game on that too, right? Which game is that?
Was there a Star Wars game on that? I'm not 100% sure if I do.
What games do you have? I thought there was one.
Yes, I have the skiing game that Joe got me. I have the Wii Sports. Nintendo, the Switch Sports, I guess they call it now.
Yeah.
Switch Sports. I have the original Doom on there. Ooh. I play that sometimes. Because I've never played it before, and I was like, well, this is a pretty good way to get into it because it's offline, single player.
Yeah.
And most of the stuff I do is multiplayer. So I'm kind of just crossing games off of my list that I've wanted to play single player, but haven't really had the time to.
Yeah.
So that's mainly the games I play. And there's a couple of those too. I forget.
Yeah. And that's the one you can take with you, right? You don't take it to work and play it in the truck, do you?
No, absolutely not. No.
Just in case your dad's listening.
Yeah, no. I mainly just sit on my couch and play it. To be honest with you, like instead of turning the TV on and docking it,
yeah,
I think it's fun to just have a handheld. Like I had a Nintendo DS XL, and I had it for like maybe 3 months, and then I left it on a plane and never saw it ever again, and then never got another game console until. Until we got the Wii or something a long time ago. I forget when, but not until I was 13.
Cool.
Yeah.
I had the Game Boy, I think it was. The Sega. Sure. Sega, was it? No. Sega. Maybe it was a Sega Game Boy. Something like that. But it had all the attachments to it. You could make it a TV. You could play video games with it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty cool. Yeah. All that fun stuff.
The Sega Game Gear, is it?
Game Gear. That's what it was. There you go. Yeah, look at you. You're fast on the internet. Yeah, Sega Game Gear. I had a whole briefcase set up for work.
No way.
Yeah, because I was working in a factory. So sure. I had in a freezer, and I had a break every hour for half hour on the freezer, half hour out. And I'd come out, and we'd have that little TV. Had a we used to watch the Bruins games on there. We play video games with it. If somebody else had one, you could connect them and play two player games. But yeah, same thing. Graphics weren't as good. Everything was just like a square or something like that.
It's like 64-bit or whatever it is, 32-bit. I forget what it is.
Yeah, exactly. I think it was 60. If I remember, it might have been 64. That was one of the bigger deals about it. Maybe, cool. But yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun, but nothing compared to what we have now. As a matter of fact, I just saw a video today on Twitter. Somebody posted Roger Ebert going down in 1988. They did a commercial or a piece, I'm sorry, for his home theater.
No way.
And, yeah. And it showed him walking down into his basement, and he went down and he had a 45-inch television down there. And he's like, when he gets down there, he's showing you the television. He goes, I wanted the 50 inch. He goes, but they couldn't get it in the basement. So they had to take it back to the store and bring the 45 down. And then he talked to, he had two VHS players and he had the Laserdisc player. And he's like, you know, if you had, you know, this is high quality. It's really, really cool. I'll send you the link to it. It's really funny to see, but I'm like, I said to one of my, I said on Twitter about it, I was like, I remember this. I remember seeing this and being like, this is the theater that I want. And
no
that,
way.
And that was back. Yeah. Roger Ebert was a huge, huge proponent of home theater and more than Gene Siskel. Gene Siskel was more of, he was just more like about the movies and stuff. But Roger Ebert was really like the home theater guy, and he really promoted the idea of having something in your own home. And I also liked his reviews too, because I thought he was a little bit more fair to the movies. He would talk about like, he would talk about an action movie being what it is, an action movie, right? He wouldn't, where I felt like Gene was more like if Transformers came out, he'd be like, this is ridiculous. You know, he would, and Roger would be like, this is a lot of fun. Just leave your brain. You know, he was more realistic, and which was good between the two of them. Right. Hmm. So that you got both perspectives, and it brought in both like somebody like myself that was like, yeah, I really like those action movies. And then Roger Ebert would talk more about that action, what the theater environment was like. And then, you know, every now and then he'd talk about the home theater aspect of it going back to the 80s. And it was, you know, that's, and it's funny, that's what got me going on it. And it, and now like you being like, oh, I want a theater like what I have. I'm like, that's pretty cool. And it's, and it, it all started way back then. And that's, I mean, I think he was probably the most public person that I knew of anyways back then. But now it seems like, so you don't know, you've never seen, have you ever heard of anybody else with a theater?
I'm honestly not too sure. I've never really, oh yes. Yes. One of my friends from high school, actually, they had a theater in their basement now, coming to think of it. They did. Okay. Yes. Yeah. I don't really remember it too well. I was only down there like once or something, but
okay.
But they had a theater. I think they had risers, I believe. Okay. I don't even remember if it was a TV or a projector. I was in there like once. And I, at the time, I wasn't really
conscious of that stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. Like if I went to a theater now for like 15 minutes, I bet you I could probably tell you most things about it at least. But compared to then,
right. Yeah, that's the thing. Sometimes that's one of the things, you don't know what you're seeing at the time, and you just, you know, it's not the it's not a something that's going to register with you for a while until today, where you're like, oh yeah, I think I actually was in one. Yeah. And it's like, yeah. But yeah, it's there. I feel like there's a lot more of them than we realize. It's just we don't talk about it. It's like, who do you talk about it to? You know, and it's like, it's, I've worn my sweatshirt or my t-shirts out, and people ask like, oh, you have a home theater? What's that? And you start to tell them, and then you could see they're not interested. Like they're sorry they asked. And it's like, but every now and then somebody will be like, or if they see that you're into home theater, you know what, the next is like, oh, you're into home theater? Yeah, I got a problem with my TV.
Oh. No, not IT, home theater.
exactly. And that's what everybody does. And it's like, oh, you, oh, can you help me with this, or what do you do for this, or like or then they'll be like, how big is, I got a 65 inch television, how big is your TV? No. You don't want to know. But yeah, it's are you fixing people's stuff yet?
Back in college, I was like the only person who fixed anything for anyone, because there would, you know, there'd be some people have like parties and stuff, and then, you know, someone punches a hole here, breaks this there, rips down the blinds, and they'd be like, hey, you know, Greg, you ever done this before? And I was like, nah, but I'll try.
There you go. It
ended up working out okay, but
that's how it starts.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I'll try. That was Joe too. And that's what I told Joe growing. I'm sure your dad said the same thing. Like, you just, you're not going to know until you try it. So, and it's like, Joe went to work at a, in college, they would do in construction. I think it was his fraternity or something. They were building houses for, like, I don't know, homeless or underprivileged or something.
Like a Habitat for Humanity thing?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was, as a matter of fact. And they were like, has anybody done this before? And Joe's like, yeah. And he hadn't. He's just like, all right, whatever it is. Anybody ever done roofing before? Anybody, you know, want to get up on the roof? Joe's like, yeah, sure. And I'm like, you had the harnesses, right? And he goes, oh, yeah. I was like, all right, cool. But yeah, it's like same thing. And I never knew how to do that stuff. It's like, I remember the first time I got in a plow truck. I'm sure, you know, first time you ever got into a piece of equipment. Something like, I don't know, but what do I got to do? Let's do it.
I ordered all my computer parts and I was like, I guess I'll just do it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very, I mean, once you do it, I did the same thing. My first computer I built, you know, back in the 90s, the very first computer we ever had, I built it. You do all that fun stuff and then you outgrow that. And then you're like, yeah, I'll just buy one.
Yeah.
I'll just buy one. And then next thing you know, it's, yeah, but that's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah. I was really embarrassed when I first built my computer. I'm like, why the heck isn't the Wi-Fi connecting? I didn't buy a motherboard with Wi-Fi on it.
Like, oh, no.
Or anything. I just expected it. I'm like, how else is it going to work?
Right. Yeah. You don't realize, like, everything, it needs every component.
Mm.
Right. And it's like, I'm going through the same thing right now with a bunch of stuff. And you're like, oh, all right. I got to fix this. Oh, got to do that. It's always something. But yeah, it's like that's you love to tinker, you love to do all that stuff, and you know that you're gonna have a lot of fun with this.
Can't wait. Yeah. I'm already having fun, but
there you go. Yeah, well, you have the project. It's called a house.
Yes.
So you're starting off well. You have the house. We'll get that thing running. And speaking of that, are you haven't gotten electricity yet, right? I mean, you have it to the house, but I mean, the power to the rooms, because I'm concerned with that wall. Are we going to be able to get a television on the living room wall soon?
I'm going to have to check. I'm going to check the, I bought one of those contactless detectors, those little wands that they light up green. And then as soon as they get hot, they hit red. I can definitely check it out. I don't think the electrician's coming until
we're done.
Until we're like done. But I've been experimenting with wiring and just like switching outlets and stuff and listening to videos like consistently about how to wire different things. So
just to get power to you got to find out which one of those wall, which those are so that you can get them connected. That's the part. Yeah.
Yes. And the sub panel is the whole thing too. Cause they ran a bunch of wires for different things and different outlets, but they still need to put that sub panel in. So I went downstairs the other day and the wires are just hanging, you know, from the ceiling, and they're not connected to the hot yet. So I gotta wait.
Be careful.
I'm not going to do a sub panel. So I'm definitely going to wait for that. And
yeah. Be careful on that. That's, you know, I've been there.
Yeah.
I just want power.
Yeah. I also just want to learn about it too. It's so interesting.
Exactly. Yeah. It's, I mean, it is, but it's the part that it's like, you gotta have an electrician though, because you just want to make sure you don't want to be away someday and have something go wrong because you had a bad ground or whatever and something. But yeah, no, we'll get it done.
Absolutely.
We will get it done. All right. I'm trying to think what we can wrap up with here. What do we got for, we haven't talked Maverick. Have you even seen that yet?
I have not. I was thinking of watching it the other day on the plane, but I was like, you know what? If I'm doing the living room, you know, theater setup, I'm going to wait for that.
There you go. I have a few listeners that are doing that. I have one listener, Gurinder, he's in the middle of tearing his theater apart and rebuilding it. He's got it up and running now, but he wants to wait until like the whole theater is like 100%. And he, it's a basement theater. He's got his, but he has his speakers like on, kind of how I want to get your living room going. Just get it up and running while we finish doing the rest of the living room.
Sure.
Well, he's got his speaker, like his surround speakers are like, I like, it's almost like if I remember right, he's got like some, like a piece of board leaning against the wall and the speaker resting on top of it. Like just, it's like propped there. So like, I really felt like, and he was on here and I could see in the background, right? And I, on his view. And I'm like, that, it looks like if you would turn the bass up too high, you'll rattle everything down to the floor. Like it would all fall right off. But he's, you know, he's got it up and running, and that's what I tell people, like as you're building, you don't have to wait until the last minute before you turn the thing on. But he is waiting for Maverick for, till he gets the whole thing finished. You're welcome to come here and watch it.
Yeah, true. I could do that as well. Absolutely.
Yeah. Jen and Meg thought we were going to be podcasting from right here with one microphone.
Yeah, I wasn't sure how you wanted to do it. I was like, no, he invited me to the podcast with him. I know last time Joe did it with him, I'm assuming they, you know.
We were in the same room. We were in the theater, and I set up two mics. But I knew your setup, and I was like, oh, yeah. And then this week, I was like, oh, yeah, we should. It dawned on me. I'm like, he's got it. Because I've been wanting to have you on forever. And I'm like, I mean, we're like the same person, just 29 years apart.
Yeah.
Like, just, I mean, you're doing all the same things I did. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. And I said it to Joe growing up too. I was like, hey, I use the analogy. I'm like, it's like, we're all in the circle. I'm just ahead on the curve. So I'm ahead of you on the curve. So I know what's ahead of you. You can't see around the corner. I just know. And it's like, I feel like the same way with you in this whole home theater thing. I mean, you literally got married the same age I did. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, you and Meg did this. You're doing the same thing. And your parents got married young too, right?
I believe so. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, so I believe so.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, we're all on the same. I mean, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. So
absolutely.
I can't wait. And we're going to watch closely. I know what's next. I don't want to ruin. I don't want to spoil it for you, but this is how it turns out, pal.
Yeah. I can't wait.
It's like, this is how it turns out. Look at me. Woo.
Yeah.
Now you're like, I got to get on a different curve.
Oh, it's got to be an alternate timeline.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. I got to get out of here. This is awful.
Gang. Okay.
That's awesome. That's a nice reference there. There you go.
Thank you.
Were you big into comics growing up?
Never. Nope. I saw Avengers for the first time when it came out in the theater, and I was like, this is cool. And I always thought, like, I was like, I think it's a little bit nerdy, but I love Batman. That was my big thing. I love Batman. I love the Joker. I love that whole dynamic. And the old Batman movie was my favorite too.
Which one?
With the bat ladder and the shark repellent and the whole nine yards.
Oh, the old Batman 66.
Yes.
Well, Batman, not Michael Keaton. That's 89.
No, Adam West.
But you're talking about the Adam West campy movie, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That's a giant bomb and the nuns and the whole, that's my
favorite. Yeah. And he's running down the boardwalk. And yeah. Exactly. Oh, man. Look at you. So that's your foray into comics right there. That's pretty good.
Pretty much.
You haven't missed a Marvel movie, right? You and Meg see them all. You're watching all of the.
I missed Moon Knight, the TV show. Oh, that's something I gotta get into because people keep on talking about it. I might have. Is Miss Marvel a television show or is it a movie?
Nope, that's a show.
Show. I gotta watch that too.
Yep, Miss Marvel's good. They're all really good. Some are better than others, of course. The two you just mentioned, I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot they even made those.
Sure.
So that tells you where they rank, but I liked them both. Have you seen, what's the most recent one? the most recent movie. Yep. Have you?
Yes.
Well, Quantumania. We saw you saw that.
Yes.
And all the ones last year. Yeah, I think you're up to date on all the movies. So.
Absolutely. Ever since you know, dating Meg and everything too, I wanted to make sure I could keep up with if you're seeing him, I got to see him too, you know.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, she really likes him too. She's, yeah. I mean, she like legitimately really likes them. Meg and I used to do like her movies at midnight, but then she also used to like to see like the other movie. I don't just because I loved them and she's like, yeah, let's go see that too. So yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Have you seen, are you watching Mandalorian right now?
I have not started season two yet.
We're on three.
Oh, sugar. Did I miss a season or am I?
No, we had two seasons. Yeah. Yeah. We had two seasons. We had Boba Fett and we're on season three now. So
seasons. I think I finished Boba Fett. I'm not 100% sure on that. And the third season, I heard it was released and I have not started it yet.
Yeah. But you saw the end of season. You had to have seen the end of season two, the big ending.
I believe so. It's slipping me right now, but I believe so.
Luke. Uh-oh.
With Luke, you did... Grogu, and they're kind of like hanging out?
No. Oh,
no.
Boy.
No? Oh, it's when he... I'm going to have to watch it.
You're going to have to see... Rewatch it! I don't think you saw it. I don't think you did season two.
No.
I honestly don't. You'd know. You would know. You're going to have to see that. That's you and Meg are going to have to watch that. Unless maybe you have forgotten it, but I don't know how you forget that. Season two, it was a really good season, but then it ended like fantastic.
Yeah,
absolutely fantastic. So
jeez, yeah, I guess
that was a couple years ago though. That was 2 years ago.
Oh, was it? So maybe that's why it's slipping me. I don't know.
That was 2 years ago, and you were in college. That came out. Yeah, you were definitely in college, so you may have missed it because I think it might have been your senior year, too. Mm. So you might have missed that one, and then you probably just picked up Boba Fett from there.
Yes, I believe so. So I definitely have started Boba Fett.
Yeah, so there you go. Now I really got to get that wall done.
Yes.
So you can take in all of that because that's absolutely amazing. So, but. All right. That was great. Good times. So thank you very much. This was fun.
Thank you.
And we're going to have you. We're going to get that living room going and we'll come back and we're going to talk about what speakers you put in, how they look.
Yeah, I can't wait. People have to comment what they think, too.
Yeah, how they look, how they sound, what speakers you actually chose, what center channel you used to replace the one that's falling apart, all of that fun stuff. That's going to be great. Like I said, it's going to be so much fun. And just don't worry about the details because you don't know what you don't know yet. And I think we're just going to have fun with it. Go with what you think you like and just have fun. So
awesome.
Looking forward to it. All right, I'm saying bye, and I'm going to be talking to you tomorrow anyway. So.
Yeah. See you tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Thanks, Greg. Thank you so much for having me on. No problem. Anytime, buddy. And everybody else, I'll be back on Friday with John and Steve. Until then, go push play.
Hey, Fred.
This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.